Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing this beautiful Sunday evening right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes? You are on the air with your host, Evangelist Globy Pope, and Minister Derek Tuggers in the house. What's going on, Minister D?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. What's going on, Globy?
Oh, honey, we got it going on today. We are on remote today right here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about your health and your wealth. And we're going to do an independent gospel search. Oh, yeah, we want to hear from y'all today. All the independent gospel artists in the house, we thank the Lord for who you are. Thank you. And we're going to start this show off, but we're going to start it off with prayer today. Right now, right here. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day you have so blessed us with the beautiful sunshine. It may not be sunshine all over, but Lord, we still blessed because the rain takes away all the pain. Father, we just thank you today for your for all our listeners that's listening in to Glorious Gospel Vibes right here, right now. We thank you for our host today. We thank you for Minister Lois Candy Vernon that's traveling today, Lord God, and pray for safe travel to her from her destination. Father, we just thank you. So we're going to ask you again today to bless the radio station, bless our listeners, and bless the host right here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
You know what I say, Oh, yeah, we're going to have it. You know, Sister Peppercorn coming in, she's going to try to replace, do a little something for Minister Lois Candy Vernon, you know, so Minister
no, ain't
nice.
No replacement
be
for
nice.
Lois Candy Vernon. Ain't no replacement for Candy. Candy!
Boy, she's going to put it on you. See, I tell you, you know she always listen on her way to the stoop show. So don't let her jump your bone as soon as she get in the door. Don't do it. I ask you not to do it. Ah, but I tell you, it's such a beautiful day here in Atlanta. You're in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, GA, because Georgia, what is on our mind? So it's such a beautiful day, and we're going to bring Jamie. You know who Jamie is, Jamie Grace.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to bring her in right now. In a few minutes, what you got going on today? You ain't got anything new.
Well, you know, I got something on the horizon when we come back from this lady. You know, we gotta always keep it ignorant.
Oh no.
A whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the and trouble seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it say go. Won't let it say goodbye. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
got some good articles for us today for Glorious Gospel Vibe listeners. And you know, you always had a jokey way of playing, putting that news out there. Give me something good today. You know, I want to.
Well, Glory, strap on your seatbelt. We're going to call this one.
See, this is what I was talking about.
We're going to call this one the Idiot of the Day.
The Idiot
really,
of the Day.
I call him Idiot.
Okay.
I'm calling him Idiot of the Month. Now, the Hall of Fame for idiotic criminals on social media have included people who have uploaded selfies of themselves with stolen items and people who Snapchatted their hiding places to the police. Now, but the latest addition to that illustrious rank is one by the name of Levi Charles Reardon from Montana. You see, his local Crime Stoppers Facebook page had a posted wanted announcement for the capture information of Mr. Reardon. The 23-year-old saw the Facebook post and hit the like button. Now, according to this, long after that, he was arrested by the police. Now, according to court records, he was a suspect in a case involving the theft of a wallet and personal checks last January. He allegedly cashed the four missing checks. You know, my thing is, next time, if you want to do some grandstanding, we advise you to upload your photo to Facebook, check in your location while at it, then tag the police to your picture.
Mm-hmm.
See,
his time
I call
up.
This
mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stupidity Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people getting caught. Now, you know, they're online all day now. They hire people to just sit online, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on all those social medias, and just check out what you are doing. That's what they do.
This is a whole new twist. The man see the picture himself and then like it. Like they can't track you to where you are. See, it's not the crime that you commit that would get you caught. It's the stupidity behind it.
Yes.
See, I was always taught certain things ain't for everybody. You know, you know, certain people can get away with certain things. Some things, you know, it just ain't for you. Clearly, this is not for him. He gets somewhere to sit down. Well, he got somewhere to sit down now because he in jail now. So
there you go.
Somehow,
y'all, we got some crazy people out there. Somehow, I just don't understand. They think they're being slick. And, you know, they think they're being slick when they do those kind of things, and then that nobody don't know but them.
My pastor said people are crazy for real.
Somehow, I tell you, somehow they crazy. You know, we got Bishop Anderson.
Somehow, Lord, I've got to make the journey somehow. Oh, the devil's on my track. Somehow,
On yesterday, which was Saturday, and I think it was May 2nd, and I went to this benefit, the Vanda Ray Show, Birthday Bash. That sucker was bad. You talking about some singers, some talented independent gospel artists? I don't think it was one independent artist that sounded bad. My mouth was just like hanging open. It was so good. I'm telling you. Banda Ray, she's on radio, and she's getting ready to start a new television program on Channel 69. Y'all got to check her out. You can go to www.bandarayshow.com to check out who she is and who she's about. And I tell you, just to name some of the independent gospel artists that was on her program, we had Candace Delaney. She has a new CD out called Journey. We had Coretha McCall. She has a new CD out. I thought I was going to start crying when she started thinking that's all about my dreams, Jesus. I don't want to go there. we got a young man called, he called himself R&B, has a CD out called Testimony, R&B. Dr. Osgood, all the way out of North Carolina, he has a CD I call I'm Saved and I'm Proud. Oh, Lord, Stephanie Cunningham, she showed out so bad it was a shame. I tell you, just a name of few. New Purpose was in the house with their new single. Oh, they showed out. I tell you, it was off the chain. So I'm telling you, we on remote right now. You might hear a lot of noise in the background because we got people that ain't that need some anointment on their head. But that's all right. Guess who got coming in right now? Guess who we got coming in? Sister Peppercorn's going to be in the house in just a few shakes. You know, Minister D, you know, be nice to Sister Peppercorn, okay? What that mean?
Well, you know, I'm thinking, you know, all these folks you done met yesterday, Ain't none of them on the show today. What's going on?
Oh, like I'm going to have them on the show? They coming up starting, not next week, but the week after that. I'm going to have them on one by one to tell their testimony and why they see these. Y'all need to go purchase them. I'm just throwing the name on out there, so give y'all a head start to go ahead on and purchase them, so when they come on, you can you know, match the music with the face. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I got you. Okay. All right. What we got?
Telling you, we on remote today. We on remote with Evangelist Deborah Houston. Now, she is one of the distributors and director of Total Life Changes, which is an amazing product y'all need to know about. I know a lot of people know about that ISOT. Y'all done heard about it. You done seen billboards about it. They all in the mall with booths on it now. Oh, got booths in the mall. Oh, they ain't playing. You're going to have to know what it's about. Check out what it's about today. We're going to have it right here, forever, forever, forever. Oh, God. This is a peppercorn in the house. How y'all doing? I'm listening.
Yes, guys. This is a peppercorn in the house.
What's that? It seems like you're down in the dumps. Oh, Lord, I've been listening to the broadcast, and I heard what you said, but you know, I love you, I love Mr. Lord. I'm so sorry she's not here today, but I'm going to be here because I'm up in the house, and we got Evangelist Grover Thomas. We got people. We on remote right here. I came over here. We're going to be talking about some wealth and some health. Oh, Jesus, all the things that I need right now. I need to lose a few pounds, and I need to be rich while I'm doing it. Do you know anything about it?
Well, Sister Peppercorn, rarely do I agree with you, but I do agree. You know, I'd rather be slim around the waist than fat in the pockets.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, they think I'm crazy and everything, but you know, ain't nothing wrong with me, baby. I got good sense to know that when you look good, baby, you feel good. And I would let the lady go and tell us her story. I mean, I'm telling mine before she get on here. You know how it go, Minister. You are. Me and you going to be buddies on this broadcast. Or somebody might have to go to the hospital. But, you know, they say that they call me crazy. But, you know, I'm going to play a song.
They call me crazy. Love what I cannot see. Can't separate me from this love that I believe. I'm not crazy.
Do.
brought me through hard trials. He brought me through tribulation. Never let a day go by, and I realize, had not been for the Lord who was on my side, back was against the wall and looked out for me. He heard my cry and rescued me. Never let a day go by, and I realize we are blessed. Don't take it for granted that we are here today. Just know that we're blessed and highly favored. Just know that we're blessed and highly favored. He brought me through hard trials. Brought me through tribulation. Never let a day go by, and I realize, had not been for the Lord who was on my side, back was against the wall and looked out for me. He heard my cry and rescued me. Never let a day go by, and I realize we are blessed. Don't take it for granted that we are here today.
they're blessed and highly favored Clark sisters in the house.
Legendary Clark sisters.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Isn't what I said?
Ain't that what she said? No. That's what she said, Minister D. It was. It's the legendary. That's what they is. That's what they is. You know, I had to throw my 2 cents in there.
Yeah, your 2 cents.
Okay. Anyway, we're in the house. It's Evangelist Deborah Houston. We had some technical difficulties, and she's back in the house. Evangelist Houston.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How are you doing today?
I'm truly blessed and highly favored.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, we got our listeners itching and waiting to hear about this newfound health, newfound wealth through a company that you are a distributor and director of, Total Life Changes. I want you to just give them a little bit and tell them a little bit about what's going on. Now, first of all, I want to know what makes TLC, which is Total Life Changes, different than any other company that, you know, deal with losing weight and their health and, you know, detoxification and stuff like that. What makes it different?
Well, what makes it different, what I like about Total Life Changes is, number one, it's affordable. Anybody can purchase a product that has been proven to work and own their own business. So while we're getting healthy, we're also creating wealth. The company's totally debt-free, and it's worldwide. So it sets us apart from many.
Now, you know, Sister Deborah, I've seen you before you started with Total Life Changes and to present. And you look fabulous. Girl, you look good. I'm telling you, see, I'm trying to get like that too, because, see, you know, I got to get down. I got to be fine for my family reunion. You know how we do. You know, we tell the next person, you know, I got to be in my family reunion. I got classmates I need to see, all kind of stuff. And, you know, you want to look good and feel good while you're looking good. So, you know, now have you seen lives change since you've been part of TLC? I mean, give us an idea, you know, what to expect when we get up in there.
Well, yes, I have. My own testimony, you know, we can't make any medical claims as to what the products are doing for the numerous people throughout the world. But I can tell you that I had been on a 100 milligram blood pressure pill since June of 2010. Well, guess what? Mm. The natural detox, our flagship product is a natural detox tea. And that tea is clean. It has cleansed the colon. It cleanses your liver. It cleanses your lower and upper intestines. It's actually cleansing your digestive system. And in the process of doing so, getting rid of all the parasites, all the sludge, and all the junk that we carry around in us, I've lost over 20 pounds. And I'm down actually 5 inches in my waistline, and I feel marvelous. It's wonderful to celebrate the 20th anniversary of my 40th birthday and be on no medication, you know, no pharmaceutical medication. So I feel great. Mm. And that's just my testimony. There's so many other testimonies out there about the diabetes, about the asthma, how they've come off of the different medications for the different sicknesses and diseases that are handicapping us.
I love
the company. I love the fact that there are so many people on these products. I love the fact that I can share these products with many people, and they're affordable. A lot of people can't get into a different things because they can't afford the price, the high prices. But you can't put a price on your health. You cannot put a price on your health.
I'm telling you, you are true. That's true. That is so true. Now, you know, Evangelist, we always hear people say that they can make extra income and they never do. Now, why you think that the opportunity with Total Life Changes was also, you know, I mean, applying it for yourself and also making money with it? Because I know people are making good money with this IASOT, and how I know, because I'm part of it. So, you know, I know what's be going on. You tell your story, but go ahead.
That's right. And let me just say this as well. Total Life Changes has been ranked the number one MLM by MLM rankings in the world, the number one company in the world. Why? Because the products are so phenomenal. Now, you asked about the money situation. I've been with other organizations, other companies, and I've had some success, but I've never had the success that I'm having with this one. And the reason being is because you don't have to sell the product. They sell themselves. Once you try the products, people are going to ask you what you're doing. Because I'm able to do that, then the company is going to pay me 50% of anything that a person spends. So I don't consider that being just a part of Total Life Changes. That sounds more like a partnership to me, because no other company I know will pay you 50% of what they make. People that have never made money in the industry are getting checks right now. They're actually earning an income every week. So they're getting healthy and they're obtaining their wealth. So, yes, it sets us aside from a lot of other companies.
Well, that's awesome. You know, people try a lot of network marketing and they haven't had any success with it. And, you know, some of them don't even want to hear it anymore. But I'm telling you, this is something totally different than before, because you can see it with your eyes. You see that you're losing weight and you're healthy, you're feeling good, and then you can see the progress in that person's life. So that means they're doing something that's going to be beneficial as far as their pocketbooks is concerned. So now, Evangelist Deborah Houston, tell the listeners, what is your goal with Total Life Changes? What is your goal with them?
My goal with Total Life Changes is to help as many people, everybody I meet, to get healthy, either to get healthy or to stay healthy, and to create wealth, to help them financially. I want to see everybody I meet financially free. That's my goal. To help everybody that I know to become financially free. Mm-hmm. So I go way down the call. And my team and I are doing some wonderful things. We just had a tea party here at the house. It was jam-packed.
Yes,
of course, you're
right here in the house.
And we're right here in the house. I had to step back in the sunroom to get on the call because they're now doing some training. We don't bring people into a company and just leave them. We bring them in. We make sure they understand the products. They understand what works best for them and how to share the products with other people. In the process of them gaining the knowledge, they feel confident enough to go out and share the opportunity with other people. So it's just one person going out and helping another person. In the end, we all win.
Wonderful.
We all win. And we're helping.
So now why do you recommend this for everybody? I mean, as a home-based business, why?
Well, if you're going to take a product that's working for you, I know you know at least two people that would want to do the same thing, right? You know, two people that either want to get healthy or want to stay healthy. So I go out and I'll share this opportunity with two people. And because I share it with two people, and then they go out and share it with two people, within the end of a year, I've helped that family create at least an income of $36,000 a month. So everybody's looking to make a difference. This business has actually saved people's homes. It's saved marriages. I've heard the testimony of how people have been delivered from cancer. Again, not making any medical claims. The company, we won't do that, but just sharing the testimonies. People with fibromyalgia, people with gout, people with asthma. People are being delivered. My granddaughter was born with chronic asthma. When she visited me for the Christmas holidays, 3 years old, she had been taking breathing treatments so long that she was giving herself the 4 breathing treatments a day. Well, guess what?
Oh, my goodness.
Greedy, my little baby Greedy, she wanted some of the tea. We were sitting down having lunch, and I gave her the tea. The tea is mild enough for babies 5 months of age. I gave her the tea. I gave her the tea that afternoon, that evening. For 2 days, I gave her the tea. Well, needless to say, my granddaughter hasn't had a breathing treatment in 5 months.
Oh, praise
she hasn't
the Lord.
Had praise
treatment the Lord.
In 5 months. When she had her exam to go to, she's getting ready to start pre-K, no medication.
See, that, now see, that's
no
awesome
medication.
Testimony right there, y'all. Awesome testimony right there. I tell you,
well, can I ask you something? I'm evangelist, what you mean, Houston? Is this Sister Peppercorn in the house? You say I ain't going to give it two people, right? Two people. You know I'm going to give Minister D, but I just want, and I can get two people, and then I can be looking good and healthy and wealthy and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, that's what you're trying to tell me.
I tell you, Sister Peppercorn,
yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Actually, I'm telling you,
you know,
you sound like you might have a little age on you. Guess what? We got some emu oil, miracle oil, ISO oil that people in the room that were in pain, two drops, they rubbed it on and instantly they stopped. So once, Sister Peppercorn, once you go and you share that information with some of your friends, yes, ma'am, you can make a lot of money. They're going to feel better.
Yes.
They're going to think better. They're going to walk better. And they're going to get paid.
I hear what you say. I'm going to try. And I don't want to have to come back on the radio broadcast to tell the people that don't stop doing it now. Because I want to see. You know, we have some of us just got to see. I'm not a God of Thomas, you know, and I know you're good. You know, I trust the Lord. But I tell you, I'm going to try. I'm going to see what's going on. That's all I got to say. I'm going to try. So you can side me up. I'm going to check it out.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'll be more than happy to sign you up, and I'm going to bless you with your first bottle of emu oil, of ISO oil, because I know it could help with arthritis and some of the other diseases that come with age. And so we're going to help everybody to get busy, everybody to feel better, everybody to look good, and so you can keep on with this show.
Well, see, I always look good.
Go
I don't, you ain't been looking at me that well. You know, I look good already, you know. You might probably have been paying attention, but I'm going to have to go on, you know, let you know.
Okay. Anyway, praise be to God. But I thank you so much, Evangelist Deborah Houston in the house, Total Life Changes, distributor and director. I'm telling y'all, the stuff works. I tried it, and y'all, hey. Don't try to act like y'all don't know who I am when I'm walking down the street looking good, feeling good, driving, leaning to the side. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm just going to let you know. Go on, handle your business now. Now, Evangelist Houston, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in, how they can go ahead and order these products or what site they need to go on. Go ahead and give them that information.
You can go on www.totallifechanges.com/308-2511. You can also go on, there's another link, and I think you may have it, Evangelist. Can you give them that link?
The Global Music link?
Yes.
Okay, that's
www.totallifechanges.com/GlobeMuzik. That's the link that you really want to go to.
Z-I-C. Z-I-C. That's a Z-I-C.
Oh.
All right.
Z-I-C.
That's what I'm talking about. Because, see, I'm handling my business. So y'all need to get it together because, whoo, save me. It's on. Evangelist Houston, I'm so grateful you was able to join us today. Lord, we're going to take ATL to a new level. What you talking about? And worldwide, is total life change.
Can I do one thing? Can I do one thing? I have a room full of leaders that's hungry and doing everything they can to change lives. They just want to tell everybody how they feel about TLC.
TLC! TLC!
All right.
Yeah. time for us to pray.
It's time for us to change the way we pray. All the violence and killing every day. It's time for us to stomp on Satan's face. He's defeated, God is on the race. It's time for us to stand for our beliefs. Stand for something or fall for anything. If you know what I mean, come on, come on, and clap your hands for me. It's time for us to search and see God's face. Let's obey, change our wicked ways. If we do, He'll bless us like He said. Now you're ready, come on and nod your head. Don't you know He's rich with house and land? Don't you remember Jesus is the man? Heal the sick and set the captives free. Are you ready? Clap your hands for
me.
It's time for us to pray.
Had a wonderful time here today. I tell you, we're going to close this here program out in a few, I tell you, but we want to do a little something called Forever Beautiful. Now, we're going to be looking beautiful when we take this IASOT. I don't know about y'all, but I know I'm going to be looking good. Now, y'all need to get it together. Get it together.
I'm here to tell you about a little girl who had always dreamed that one day she would see God, just to thank Him for making her so beautiful. When she would talk about these things to her friends, they would just laugh at her and say that she was stuck on herself and a dreamer. And she would tell them that my mother said that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that makes me very special. And if you could look in the mirror and see what I see and feel what I feel when I do, then you would want to thank Him too. She was very special. So day, she asked her mother, Mom, if I sing God a song, would he hear it? She said, God hears everything, and his son Jesus has felt all things. So she ran to her bedroom, and she began to write a song. On that day, it was very, very rainy. And when she finished the song, she ran outside, and she began to sing. And her mother yelled, come out of the rain. And she said, no, Mom, because the walls might keep God from hearing my song and Jesus from filling my heart. Oh, and then she began to shout. Oh,
love you. My Minister D, Minister Lowe.